I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, if ever try me or play me, I buy him an ice dice shovel.
A texter in the 978 says, "All right, Fitzy, keep it moving. A call kind of defeats the purpose when the leads take 3 segments to get through on the show." I agree with you. And of course, you can text the show at 37937 on the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. I understand we have gotten a bit into the, shall we say, the weeds or gone down the wormhole of some of our early discussions, but that's the way it goes. My Uncle Bob always says there's nothing more fun than drinking a glass of red wine and talking movies or sports with your friends. Now, we don't have the red wine yet. Shime, Coop, get on it. I don't care. It's 4th of July weekend. Let's live our best life. It's a short journey on this planet. Live out loud. Live free and proud.
I drank too much red wine last night, feeling it a little bit this morning.
Girl, yeah. Good job.
Yep. See, bring me some. Look, I will not touch wine.
I know. You always what say that.
What do you won't touch wine? Right now, Hill Huomo, Mr. Greg Hill, that's Hill Man. Yeah. Huomo is, of course, Italian for man. That's what I said, everybody, so don't try to hold that against me. Probably enjoying A nice Montepulciano, maybe. Yeah.
He's swirling it in his glass, smelling it.
Has a beautiful decanter in front of him.
Oh, absolutely. Everywhere Greg goes, there's probably somebody following him with like some real good Parmesan or a little Taleggio. I bet Greg has at least had the pasta where they actually toss it in the flaming wheel of cheese.
Oh, delicious.
Yeah, I don't like drinking anything room temperature. Show.
But you could have like a chilled red.
Yeah, no, I need something.
You can.
Do you
can
not
have
like
a cold
the flavor
red?
Of wine, or do you not like the headache after?
You've never had a good Sauvignon Blanc or a Pinot Gris from Northern Italy, off the charts.
The flavor, it's like whatever. You know what I mean? Like I'm not the flavor's not an issue.
Yeah,
it's just I don't like drinking it. It's like room temperature. Mm-hmm. It just has this like bitter taste to it.
So you gotta get it chilled. And
I need some.
And this has been Jermaine Wiggins, professional sommelier.
Yeah, I need some liquor that I could throw some ice in and drink it that way. I don't know. I never
How
really
about a nice. Okay, maybe we'll make you like a nice Aperol spritz or a classic Italian cocktail.
He does like an Aperol spritz.
I'll drink that. I'm
a Negroni.
I love Prosecco. Prosecco's that's my go-to.
Now the difference between Prosecco. The difference between Prosecco and like a champagne wiggy. All right, that is. There's a slightly greater.
Never
difference.
Got into it.
A more nuanced difference. Prosecco, of course, is kept in steel tanks. Yeah. Champagne is aged.
It's. I just never. I never got into it. I never really like. I don't. You know, people.
Have you auditioned for the Food Network wiggy? I don't know. I got to tell you, you really bring it a little extra something to the culinary.
I'm just listen, give
table.
Me. Give me a nice, vodka or something on the rocks or with a little bit of cranberry or
Red Bull.
There you go.
Give me Hennessy on the rocks. I'll do that. But
give Red me Bull like some vodka. Cured. Give me some cured meat. Maybe some nice dry give me a prosciutto, nice little piece of Parmesan, grana padano.
So you're a prosciutto guy.
Big time. And
are you
Italian
also an
Pilsner.
Italian guy who says mozzarella?
No, I don't.
No, he just calls it mutz.
I don't call it. I'm the obnoxious one. Who's some mozzarella.
Yeah,
mozzarella.
Good evening. I am Nicola Stefanidis, and I am filling in as Fitzy on the Greg Hill Show. Before we get to my lead, we're gonna see if we can go four segments today. Rich from Chelsea would like to call in to discuss Wiggy's lead of giving up the farm and the team for Kevin Durant. What up, Rich?
Hey, how you doing?
How are you, Rich? Hey, buongiorno, Rich.
Buongiorno, Wiggy.
Yo.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How's everything?
Rich, Rich Gordon here.
Oh, Rich, what's up, kid?
I'm driving home from Connecticut to spend the weekend with my daughter, and I catch EEI as I go across the border, and I hear you talking this Durant stuff.
Yes.
And I just want to know, do you think he's the next KG? Do you think he's going to be able to do it?
I think he will. I think if you pair him with Jason Tatum, you now take a lot of that pressure, like you said, Fitzy, of being worn out. You take that pressure off Jason Tatum. And Jason Tatum doesn't have to get double teamed all the time and now has a legitimate scorer that he can play alongside of.
I don't see it, buddy. I don't see it. For 2016, he kind of controlled his own destiny because he was a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
The Nets are going to want too much for him.
Yeah, but I don't mind. I think we have the most to give. If you look at the rest of the NBA, and I know there have been some teams, they talked about Phoenix, they talked about Miami.
Don't forget the Lakers would like to enter the chat.
Yeah,
they don't have enough
New Orleans
to offer.
Well, New Orleans, they...
Don't forget Portland.
Right, Portland.
Portland would look real nice. When you got McCollum, you got Dame. And
no,
CJ, you had Kevin
CJ's in New Orleans.
Oh, CJ's in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Jeez, look at me. I can't even keep track of
right, but
my
see,
God.
Here's the problem.
Why bother?
They don't have enough to offer. You're not going to give
Kevin Noel out there. Thank you very much for the call, Rich.
You're not going to, like New Orleans, they talk about maybe giving up either Zion or giving up.
Do you think Zion's a flop?
Ingram. I'm still not sold on Zion.
Yeah.
Zion yet. I think the guy's played in, you know, like 20 games in however many years.
And one week he's like getting fat shamed on the internet. The next week people are like, wow, did you do the Awaken 180? Like he looks ridiculous. Like he just needs to pick a body type and try to stay with it for as long as possible. Because I think the sky's the limit for the guy. But you can't give up Zion if you're going to try to bring Kevin Durant.
Well, they have Brandon Ingram. So they're saying maybe give up Brandon Ingram.
Well, that would make sense. That's talent you could part with to improve because you might be able to get anywhere from 24 to 37 in a night from Durant.
The Celtics have Jaylen Brown, who's an all-star player. If you're giving up an all-star player to get a guy like Kevin Durant, that now you have something there. You potentially, you're getting in return an all-star player and who's only 25 years old and Jaylen Brown.
No, I don't want to get rid of him, though.
Build your but it's not working here. Like, let's cut the umbilical cord.
Okay, Courtney, when you say that, by the way, Wiggy, on the text line 401, Wiggy, you need to try port wine. I couldn't agree more. Now,
good.
The best port wines come from Portugal.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good on the wine.
No sweet wine?
No, I'm good.
How about
I'm
a
good.
Nice Moscato?
Can I put ice in my wine?
Yes,
you can. You know what? You go right. Listen, if you were to roll up to a queue, a proper queue at my house, and I had some rosé, because why, Courtney? Rosé?
Season.
Or all day. Both are acceptable. Judges
S-Z-N.
Will accept both. Yep, SZN, of course.
Yeah.
You could put ice in there if you wanted to as well.
All right, well, I'll try it with ice.
Okay, but you think the Celtics lacking a definitive, reliable, constant second scorer because Jaylen Brown does average 24 points a game, which is pretty impressive.
But
Mego's
got the best. He's a flasher. He's you might disappear for
constant,
three quarters.
I understand. And every time he dribbles the basketball, it looks like it's the first time he's ever dribbled the basketball, or maybe he had too much port wine. He himself believes that he is wildly underappreciated because we had the tweet store, rather the tweet gate earlier this week. So is that why you think it's time? Like, let's send you somewhere where you think you could be the alpha. You'll feel appreciated.
It's your team. In Brooklyn, it's his team. Here.
And Durant and Tatum would be like an older brother, younger brother thing. Because obviously Durant talked him up at the Olympics.
We talked about this yesterday. When you think of the Celtics, right?
I think championships.
No. Every team.
I think banners.
Every team you go, whose team is this? The Celtics.
It's Jason Tatum's team.
But see, there are people out there in Jaylen Brown who think that it's not his team, that it's their team. But there can
It was always Michael Jordan's team, even though Scottie Pippen might be the most underrated player in NBA history.
But Scottie Pippen knew that it was Mike's team.
He's a really good basketball player.
Right, but he had to leave, or when Mike retired, he had to get out of his shadow. Jaylen Brown wants his own team. He's not, and that's part of it. Where I think Jaylen Brown is probably hoping that they trade Kevin Durant for him. He would.
And he goes and plays with Kyrie. And
no, Kyrie's not going to be there.
And he can be the star. And he can be the star in Brooklyn.
He could be the star of his team. They could build around him. Kyrie's not going to be there. That'll be now. The Brooklyn Nets will be. You have a young piece, a young talent, an all-star caliber player in Jaylen Brown. You can now build your team around. And Jaylen could be the guy at the end of the game. They get the ball to Jaden. Jaylen, he's got to take that game-winning shot. He is that guy. We are getting him the basketball. Here in Boston, we already know he feels underappreciated.
Mm-hmm.
He feels that way. He knows that him and Tatum, in his opinion, are on the same level. That's not going to work in the NBA.
But look what Udoka was able to do in just under a year's time with this team. Last year, you have Jeff Goodman appearing on our afternoon show,
okay,
saying that it looks like these two, every time they take the court, have never played together.
Yeah. Right.
This year, it's beautiful harmony on a team that had an abundance of offense at mm-hmm. times, not consistently, but the one thing they did was defend the faces off everybody else. And if they're going to be a defense-first team and they're going to come up just a few points short every now and again, especially mm-hmm. against a team like Golden State, who we're not even giving proper deference and respect mm-hmm. to for their defense, you add another scorer so that Golden State doesn't think, hey, now I'm just going to feast when I bring in Jordan Poole and my guys in the second quarter while the Celtics bring in Pritchard, Grant Williams, and Tice and can't even get two buckets over 6 minutes time.
So
yes,
Wiggy and I differ on if you had to get rid of Jaylen or Marcus, who do you get rid of? I say Marcus. Wiggy says Jaylen. For you, who would you get rid of?
Between the two?
If you had to get rid of one.
Ugh, I hate saying this because the guy is like the heart and soul of the team in so many ways, but I would probably move on from Marcus Smart first.
Because he is the issue within the locker room with these guys. If we want to talk about how they deal off court, it's bad.
I don't get how you don't get this.
You don't ever get like a double wing deal like you have right now. And I know you love a good double wing deal, Wiggy, but like you have Tatum and Brown together.
But they don't work well together.
They don't.
They both want to be
they
alphas.
Work so well together, but they work so well together in the first game.
So what do you think happens next year?
If you add some of the pieces.
No. Between them two.
They continue to do what they did last year, and maybe Jason Tatum. If you bring in another scorer,
you're
Wiggy,
missing the point.
I'm not. If you bring in another scorer, you take 3 to 5 minutes per game, or at least every other night off Jason Tatum's workload.
Who's the other scorer you're bringing in?
If you somebody off the bench who can give you 16, 18 points,
that's
you
not,
get me, you trade me, you get the middle, you get the TPE for Kevin Herter from Atlanta. That's the guy
that's
that I want.
Not winning.
He averages 18 points a game.
Listen, that's not winning you a championship.
Yes, it will.
You have two guys.
Yes, it will.
You have two guys in Tatum and Brown mm-hmm. that next year, their egos are going to even be on another level because they were two games away from winning a championship. And people say that Jaylen Brown had a better finals than Jason Tatum. Mm-hmm. So that's just going to add more fuel to his fire going, hey, listen, this isn't Tatum's team. This is our team. So when we're talking about the Boston Celtics, I need to be. It's like top billing at it. You can listen. You're in the comedy world. You've done stand up. You cannot have two stand up comedians being top billing and trying to share the stage together.
Sure you can.
No, you can't.
Of course you can.
One has to be the headliner.
Martin and Lewis. Come on.
One has to be
duos of all that. Laurel and Hardy.
Hello.
One has to be the headliner.
Cole and Mulaney. Come on.
One has to be the headliner, and the other, Dean Martin was the headliner.
No, actually, Jerry Lewis. I mean, but they had a rhythm and a
they
dynamic.
They fought.
You have to sometimes subjugate the ego for the betterment of chemistry and performance. 617-779-7937 is the number. Do you agree with Wiggy that it's time to part ways with real talent and assets to bring in a legit second scorer like Kevin Durant to help Jason Tatum's Boston Celtics get to the promised land, and will Jaylen Brown feel more appreciated elsewhere? I say no. Keep them together. We got a trend right now. We'll get to those calls afterwards, and the news is coming up soon. Shime, give me that music. Courtney's going to give us headlines.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
It's a Fisher's Island Lemonade Friday, America's craft cocktail. You must be 21. Enjoy responsibly. All signs point towards Jim Montgomery as the Bruins' new head coach. His assistant coaching contract with St. Louis has expired. So welcome to Bean Town, Jim Montgomery. This will be Montgomery's second NHL head coaching job. He was hired by Dallas in May 2018. Immediately took the Stars back to the playoffs for the first time in 3 years. He didn't last long there, but hey, so second time for a head coach. I'm okay with this.
A possible redemption tour as well. He was personally a mess, as he admitted to.
Yep.
Had some beverage incidents, if you will. Got himself right, left the team. Went back to work with the St. Louis Blues and is now looking to become the next head coach of your Boston Bruins, as Scheim outlined in his lead, an excellent lead just a while ago. I think it was 17 segments ago. It's taken us only 19 segments to get through all the leads today. Looks to be like this guy is going to be focused on developing young talent. Now, we'll ask Andrew Raycroft at 9 o'clock how that sort of jibes, if you will, with some of the veterans coming back maybe for one more go, like Patrice Bergeron wakes up.
And a matinee for your Boston Red Sox today in Chicago. First pitch, 2:20 with Rich Hill on the mound. You can tune in right here on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Network. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh.
Now, Courtney, have you ever been to Wrigleyville?
I have not. We talked about this yesterday, too. It's on my list.
Oh, it is such a great take.
Yeah.
Honestly, like just couple dogs, a Bloody Mary, a few beers at the Cubby Bear before the game. You make your way inside one of America's most beloved ballparks. You feel like you're transporting yourself back to a day and age where life was simpler. You don't want to tweet when you're in there. You don't want to do anything electronic, digital, or contemporary. You just want to sit back, relax, and enjoy a ball game. One of the best takes in all American sports. Sox Cubs, what a way to 4th of July. Good job, MLB.
Yep. And before the game, you need to make sure to join Mutt for the Visit Massachusetts pregame show at 1:20, sponsored by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Start your Massachusetts adventure at visitma.com.
Mike Mutnansky, everybody, does a great job on the pregame. Big fan of the Mutt.
I loved him yesterday. First time doing a show with Mutt yesterday. Loved him.
He does a great job.
Does.
Mutt's
sure
the
does.
Best.
Yep.
Mutt
my
is
guy.
The best. Named after a dog. Works like one, too.
Also believes Tom Brady got bit by one.
Possibly happened.
He might have.
You never know. All right, Courtney, keep on with the headlines.
And Deshaun Watson's hearing before the NFL Players Association jointly appointed disciplinary officer Sue Robinson has finished after 3 days, a source is telling ESPN. So now we wait and see what the suspension will be.
Just wrap it up.
I agree with you. I thought it was going to be a year. The way that this is panning out, I think it's going to be like 5 games.
Total scumbag. Yeah.
I said to you yesterday, Courtney, I was like, it's going to be like 6 games max.
I want him out for at least a year, bare minimum. I'd kick him out for longer, but year or less, Cleveland should completely annul, void the contract, get out from under it.
Would you take teams away from owners from when they do reckless stuff?
Well, for Daniel Snyder, I would. For that
what about
pattern
the
of
other
criminal
owners?
Behavior.
Robert Kraft?
Yeah, everyone gets a mulligan or a breakfast ball every now and then.
So why doesn't Deshaun Watson get a mulligan?
Because you don't get 24.
Unless you buy it, you don't get 66 mulligans.
Right. Unless you buy it.
Read the Jenny Ventress piece, and then you might think differently. Wiggs.
No. I read all that stuff, and it depends on what side of the thing you fall on.
I fall on the side of not being
a criminal, predator, and pervert. Yeah. Personally,
were there any charges against him?
No, but
okay. So if there's this criminal adjacent behavior. No, let's jump in.
All right, Courtney.
We gotta go.
That's it.
Those are your trending headlines, and now we go to Chris Scheim with the weather.
It's 70 degrees right here in Boston. Beautiful morning. It's gonna get hot later today, so make sure to stay hydrated out there. Maybe want to toss on some sunscreen. That weather report brought to you by Flag and Anthem. It's always fun to put on a little red, white, and blue and celebrate America's birthday, but nobody does it better than Flag and Anthem. Celebrate summer with Flag and Anthem. Real clothes for real life. Visit flagandanthem.com. Get 30% off everything with code 4JULY this Thursday through Monday.
Now, that's a heck of a deal to refresh the wardrobe this summer. Thank you, Scheim. Thank you, Courtney. Wiggy, we have so much to discuss. The Deshaun Watson hearing. You still want KD.
I haven't gotten to my lead yet.
And we got to do the news. My Lord, this is as packed as a 4th of July Friday show on Greg Hill's dime could possibly be. Thank you, guys. We'll be back in just a few minutes. The news is coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sean, do me the honor of, or at least like help me keep whatever little bit of dad adjacent respect I have left. Don't make me hold up my phone and Shazam that. I'd actually like to, because there's nothing says like, wow, that dad is really out of touch. Like when I'm at the gym, remember when we used to go to gyms, Wiggy, isn't that fun? And I would like, I'd hear a song and I'd be like, ooh, this is good. I would like to add this to my fire pit playlist when I enjoy a craft beer later on and complain about the kids. And I would hold up my phone to the speaker and see if Shazam could pick it up. What was that?
That would be Where I Want to Be by The Dangerous Summer.
Ah, excellent.
It's my buddy Nick's, one of my buddy Nick's favorite bands of all time.
You just got to get into the newer music. That's it.
I still use Shazam.
Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
Does that oldify you if
no,
you use Shazam?
I don't think so at all.
I don't use Shazam, so I couldn't tell you, but you just got to get into the newer music.
No, you just say it before you hop in bed.
No.
Shazam.
Well, then I do turn.
Actually, let me guess. Hold on. You're more of a Black Adam guy.
No, he's more of a Kazam guy.
Shaq, ain't it?
What is your favorite Shaq movie? 617-779-7937.
Blue Chip.
Great choice.
There's only one good one. Nick Nolte, Shaquille O'Neal, Ron Shelton, writer-director. Of course, he gave us Bull Durham.
I mean, Shaq was okay in Grown Ups. I thought it was funny.
It's not a Shaq movie, though. Blue Chips is sort of a Shaq movie, though it's a better dramatic sports tale. When we get into the Shaq movies like Diesel, Kazam, like those
he,
are...
He also made a guest appearance in the children's cartoon, superhero cartoon, Static Shock. Mm-hmm.
He did?
He sure did. Yeah, I think he was actually in multiple episodes.
Somebody
did not know that.
Shaq is surprisingly, like, I don't think he's a great analyst, but he's super lovable. Like, for a guy who...
The best.
Like,
him and Barkley are good together.
The greatest. Now, you want to... Now, see, there you go. You could say, like, there's... you were talking earlier about, like, dynamic duos or egos that can't share the stage and spotlight. You know both of them want to be the alpha on Inside the NBA.
No,
easily
really,
the best sports show.
I don't think Shaq
you
minds.
You can co-headline.
I don't think Shaq minds. Shaq doesn't really... Like, I don't think he minds being, because I think it's probably Barkley and then him, and I don't think he has an issue with that.
Yeah. Would you like a fun Shaq fact?
Well, I would always love a good Shaq fact.
Shaq holds the record for the most money spent at Walmart in one purchase.
Wow. What did he buy?
He bought over $77,000 worth of stuff because he was in there. He had just gotten traded to Phoenix, I believe it was. So he had just moved into his apartment. It had nothing, no furniture. He had no clothes, nothing. So he went to Walmart, bought like a bunch of TVs, a bunch of like shirts and underwear and such, and it all came out to $77,000.
Set what? like, you would close a Walmart. Right. They would have to restock if you spent 77 grand.
His card got declined, I believe, at the time. Yeah. And so he had to call the bank and be like, no, 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 it's actually me. Like,
how many great value boxes of, like, crackers and ginger ales and everything, like, could you possibly get for $77,000?
Yeah. I mean, you could probably get, like, a, you know, a 200-pack of underwear for $30.
A 200-pack of underwear.
You know what's crazy? If you look at his...
100's enough for me. 200 seems a little...
Yeah, you need to rotate...
His repertoire, if you will.
Yes.
A lot of Adam Sandler movies. Yes. He and Adam Sandler boys.
He became like, there's a, I love when people have like their players. Like Adam Sandler always loves using Dan Patrick. He's in every one of his movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He always uses the guy who played the Cajun coach in The Waterboy. He puts Shaq in
those
movies.
Those are all his friends.
These are his friends. I love it. You know, Courtney, you want to get to that point in life where you you can either have FU money or your money's making you money. You have an infinity pool, whatever it is. Like, get to the point where you have Adam Sandler money and you can start putting all of your friends in your movies. That's a place you want to be.
I wonder if Shaq turned down Uncut Gems and that's why he got Garnett.
Mm. Oh, interesting. Because Kevin Garnett was sneaky great in Uncut
Gems. Yeah,
Kevin Garnett was amazing in Uncut Gems.
I would say the excellent movie. I don't want to watch it again because it was like going downhill in an ice storm and somebody cut the brake line in my car. I couldn't breathe the entire time.
Yeah.
As white knuckle a movie experience.
Yeah, I don't think Shaq could play the role just because of his personality. Mm. KG has that person that you needed that person to be like in that movie that he played, kind of like, you know, a little bit edgy, where Shaq is too lovable of a guy to play.
Right. I don't think he's got that same fire, whereas KG is known explicitly for said fire. We will get to the news with Courtney in just a second. But touching on what Wiggy brought up earlier with his lead, he's ready to blow up the Boston Celtics dynamic duo, trade Jaylen Brown, and then some, which the text line is freaking out about at 37937 for Kevin Durant, to give two polished scorers to Jason Tatum, Celtics. Deuce is on the line from Boston. He wants to talk about Wiggy's lead and the Cape. What up, Deuce?
Hey, how you doing, buddies?
How are you, guy? What's going on?
Not bad. Again, I think I would keep Durant, especially these two guys. If it was Tatum, Durant, they don't have to be exhausting to play. And Jaylen should stay, but I wanted to share with you about this Cape traffic.
Yes, sir.
That you guys were talking about also.
Mm-hmm.
You guys forget about Manomet, the original Cape, before the bridge was ever built.
I'm a North Shore kid,
It's interesting because a lot of people say when they come to the bridge, either bridge, Bourne Bridge, Sagamore Bridge, and you see 1933, 1935, when they were finished 87 years ago, a lot of people say, but what did people do before the bridges? And that's why we have Deuce.
Well, that's why Manomet is the place. And we don't do July 4th. We do July 3rd.
Ooh.
That's promo.
Yeah,
one of the most unique adventures. It'll blow away July 4th.
July 3rd and Manomet.
If you want to hang out with the Donnie Wahlberg and the stuff like that, come check us out.
I celebrate all the Wahlbergs, anyone on Blue Bloods. Thank you. If I could hang out with
Wahlbergs.
Tom Selleck, Bridget Moynihan, the Wahlbergs, anyone I could hang with this weekend, it would be a fantastic.
Well, you got to go
Mac
July
Jones, baby.
You got to go to July 3rd to hang out with the Wahlbergs. Remember, not the 4th.
July. See, that's the pro move. Like, you celebrate July 4th before July 4th because that's amateur hour week.
Yeah.
Where's July 4th, by the way, Courtney? I feel like you're the right person to ask as we head into the news.
Yep.
Where does July 4th rank in terms of like amateur hour holidays? Because I feel like the most amateur hour holiday is New Year's Eve.
Of course. Night before Thanksgiving, probably number two.
That's not even a holiday, I love that.
Yeah,
though.
It is. I love it too.
How are you? I see you on Facebook. Oh my God, you gained so much weight, but I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to buy you a beer.
Yeah, you look great. what are you doing now, even though I know everything
you're
doing?
Kids?
Yeah.
What's the amateur hour holiday? I don't get what you...
Like New Year's Eve, it's when everybody who never goes out ever goes out that night and they don't know how to drink.
Just a drink. Bar full of basics, basically.
Valentine's Day up
there. Oh, that's got to be number two.
Yeah.
Isn't Memorial Day number one on the list?
No. Memorial Day is America's holiday.
Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day might be the best three combo of like holidays in a season ever.
I think Labor Day and Memorial Day are actually two that are for legit drinkers, for vets, if you will.
Yes.
For those that know what they're doing.
Power sippers,
yes.
If you will.
Well, boomers.
4th of July would be number one, because isn't that like, don't you want to go someplace? If you're going to celebrate something, don't you want to be able to
celebrate responsibly?
Well, yes. No. Be in the summertime, mm-hmm. have drinks, and barbecue.
Yeah.
What is better than that?
I mean, nothing. That's why Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day are so damn awesome.
But Labor Day carries with it like that melancholy of like, oh man, back
no,
to school.
You got
to
send summer out with a bang.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you on Labor Day.
How do you feel about people having weddings on 4th of July weekend?
Stop it.
I know.
No, please.
Bad.
A wedding on a holiday is an affront to humanity and everything that goes with these few fleeting celebrations we
except
get.
Except New Year's Eve. Great holiday to have a wedding.
I believe Rich Keefe got married on either New Year's Eve or New Year's Day.
Yep.
Yeah, see, that's a quality choice.
Yes.
I was looking to celebrate tonight. Oh, you guys gave me an extra reason to celebrate?
Yep.
Well, of course, now I'll raise the champagne to the year that we had, the years to come, and, of course, your blessed union.
Yes.
May weddings are the best.
May weddings?
May?
Like Floyd May wedding?
May, or I would say April, depending on where you live.
I don't know if I've ever been to an April wedding.
Well, weather where, if you're in the south, April, because the weather's nice. May, if you're up here, the weather's nice, because you don't want the wedding to be too hot. June, July, August, too hot. Like, your wedding was scorching hot. Mm-hmm. See, that would have been perfect in April in South Carolina.
We tried.
They tried. Yeah. So, Courtney, you could have done it better.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, to me,
from Jay Danforth Wiggins' wedding
planner. Well, no, to me, for weddings, the best time to do weddings is like towards the end of spring, where the weather's nice, but it's not too hot.
Or the beginning of fall.
Yep.
I think that's
awesome.
See,
I love an autumnal wedding.
Yeah.
Give me a nice early October.
First week in October, yeah.
My friends got married 10-10-2020.
Oh.
So it was a beautiful day.
Stunning.
Spectacular choice by them, Shime. All right. We still haven't even done my lead. I don't even know if we'll get to it at this point.
No,
that's
we won't.
Fine.
We will, maybe. You should just say
what it is.
We'll see. But it's got audio. There's a whole perspective.
Oh,
there's opinion and analysis. We'll see. But I do know it's time for the news.
It's time for...
Can we get back to penis sizes?
The news.
It's important to note this is erect penis.
Okay.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
I would have sent a photo with Kim. Both of us naked.
Yeah,
and said, we just had sex.
Right.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health. Northeast Men's Health now has 3 offices in the Boston area, including their newest in Marlboro.
I'm not asking for degrees before they start touching me.
On WEEI.
The news brought to you, of course, by Northeast Men's Health, now with 3 offices in the Boston area, including their newest in Marlboro. Mrs. Courtney Cox, what do we got?
Well, happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. A new report that the lifeguard, one Bossman Laird, sent to me this morning. The safest time to drive for the holiday.
Okay.
Don't drink and drive. That's first and foremost.
Yep.
But here are some stats. From 2006 to 2020, there were over 5,700 fatal car crashes over 4th of July weekend across the U.S. California, Texas, and Florida were the most dangerous states when it came to this. No surprise here, the worst times to drive over the weekend are between 2 and 3 a.m. Shouldn't be on the road during those hours. And then on 4th of July itself, it's between 9 and 10 p.m. So stay off the roads. That's why Uber is for.
Mm-hmm.
Take an Uber. Don't risk it. And the best time to drive on the 4th of July is between 10 and 11 a.m., of course.
10 and 11 a.m.
Yep.
I say the best time to drive on the 4th of July is never.
Yes. Walk.
Right. Well, like 2 a.m.
Get yourself someplace that you need to.
No, 2 a.m. is bad.
You shouldn't be anywhere. No, 2 to 3 a.m. is bad. I drove up from the Cape this morning at 4, had the road to myself for an hour. By 5, when I got to like the South Shore, Braintree, Weymouth. It was fun. That was good.
Right.
But 5 o'clock, it started gumming up. I would say 4th of July, anywhere that you would have to go that doesn't require either pulling a radio flyer or a beach buggy,
mm-hmm.
you know, driving to another cookout, getting someplace else. Now we're talking about designated drivers, getting the kids in and out of the loser cruiser. Hard pass.
Yeah, agreed. In an update to that terrible story of the love triangle before that between that professional cyclist, Wiggy, remember, and the yoga instructor? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you heard about this, Fitzy.
I did not.
But it was a love triangle that unfortunately ended with the cyclist being murdered, the yoga instructor taking off. The police questioned her.
Wait, the yoga instructor killed the cyclist?
No. Yes. And the boyfriend of the yoga instructor was apparently, allegedly having an affair with the cyclist.
Right.
So that's what led
to the
whole
cyclist
thing.
Was the side chick.
The cyclist with this, so the cyclist was the side piece or the sidecar.
So
yeah, and the yoga instructor was the main girl.
Yes, and so she allegedly murdered this woman. Very sad story. Police talked to her, let her go, and she took off. They couldn't find her. So this has been ongoing, but she has been captured in Costa Rica. Authorities saying she was trying to establish herself there. She changed the color of her hair. She was taking yoga classes and trying to
See, that would be a dead giveaway. I would probably not continue to practice yoga. Like, at that point, I might become a judo instructor.
Something.
Or maybe I'd go off the grid for a while.
Become a shaman.
Yeah, but just like doing what it was that you did before you committed murder in an exercise love triangle.
Yeah.
Probably not the best idea.
I didn't think they were ever going to catch this woman because they couldn't even find a flight that she was on. The last time they saw her, it was either LaGuardia or JFK. They saw her at one of those airports. But then they couldn't find a flight she was on. But she ended up in Costa Rica. She is set to be deported back to the U.S. to face charges for the May 11th murder of Mariah Wilson.
At that point, you just become like an overnight cleaner.
Yeah, 100%. I am just I'm the most flexible janitor you have ever met at that point in my life.
And I'd prefer to work from midnight to 5 a.m.
And just get, or maybe just get a food truck. Just go work a concession stand somewhere.
Too many people.
Yeah, too many facing.
Overnight cleaner. Nobody knows you. You're in and out. You're doing most of the stuff by yourself. You know, like they have those offices where you just go in there and clean. Nobody knows who you are. Right. You're not asking questions. Not having conversations with people.
Who's that cleaner? Well, she looks like a friendly person. She's really flexible. She can get under all the desks and everywhere. Yep. Wow, how about that? Yoga, bad choice.
Yep.
Bad choice.
Yep. And Sir Paul McCartney brought out Dave Grohl on stage during his headlining appearance at the Glastonbury Festival Saturday night in England. Now, this marks Grohl's first appearance since the death of his friend and longtime Foo Fighters drummer, Taylor Hawkins, in March. And I think we do have audio of this, Shime.
That's pretty amazing that Dave Grohl
absolutely horrible. Oh. Whoever that is singing,
that's my God, that's Dave Grohl and Paul McCartney. Ooh. You are literally saying
he just pissed off 90% of the audience.
Not just that even the Greg audience.
Be honest,
it was emotional.
It's emotional. First of all, Paul McCartney does not have the same. Paul McCartney does not have the same vocal range that he used to. Right. People forgive it because he's Paul McCartney.
No,
and then you've got Dave Grohl emotionally returning to the stage for the first time since one of his best friends and his drummer for the band, Taylor Hawkins,
but
passed away.
But I didn't say that was Dave Grohl singing.
No, that was him shouting alongside emotionally with. So obviously he may not have perfect pitch.
No, I don't think he was doing sound checks beforehand.
No, there's nothing wrong with saying it's bad.
If Greg was sitting here right now, he would have walked out of this room.
Right. It honestly
takes too long.
Was that bad?
It didn't sound great.
Okay.
But you're along for the ride because there's joy in
Let him play the drums.
The title song from Paul McCartney and Wings' third album. Let him play the drums. Yes, of course. That's what he might have to again.
Maybe
who knows?
Don't let Paul McCartney sing either. Oof,
my God. I can't. Wiggy, that was rough. You made everybody with
that
good
sense. That was like
Ray
J and all of them on Versus the other night. Woof, that was rough.
Oh, that's just the comp I was looking for. Thanks for bringing that home,
Ray
Wiggy.
J and Bobby V.
All right, got to take a break, pay the bills. When we come back, more news. Eventually, Miley, the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk more sports. Razor at 9. What a time to be alive. This is the pre-4th of July Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, football fans. The NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Text messages. Thank you guys for joining us today in the digital sandbox 37937. Mostly Shime, Coop. People are playing nicely today. They've got opinions and there are some strong takes, but they're on the politer side. I think everyone is feeling the pre-4th of July weekend traffic, good vibes of weather, fun conversation, and they're looking forward to getting together with family, friends. Frosties and fireworks, the four F's that make this weekend so spectacular.
Yeah, I try to keep up in the Twitch, but for some reason, I can't get it to pause.
It's just there's so many comments. It's just like scrolling and rolling.
Yeah.
Try to keep up.
I try to keep up.
Get a chance. You know, watch me for changes and try to keep up. Here we go. Wiggy, got to say, maybe your most popular take in a long time from what I can gauge at 37937. Everybody, absolutely, save for one or two people that were so completely offended by your "that clip sounded horrible" take. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 texts in a row. 508, Wiggy 100% correct on that McCartney Grohl audio clip. That was awful. And both of those guys are overrated anyways. Courtney, this one's for you. 774, New Year's Eve is the premier amateur night.
Yeah.
I think we can power rank the amateur nights at New Year's Eve 1.
Yep.
Valentine's Day 2.
Yep.
And then, of course, Flag Day number 3. 774, McCartney so overrated. 401, 100% agree with Wiggs. Paul needs to hang it up. Sounds like a dying cat. Wow, I can't. Yes. How dare all of you?
It's like, I told you, it's like the Omarion versus Mario when Ray J came out and did his One Wish song. And it's like,
no one knows that.
If I had,
I know that.
One
you
know wish,
that? Yeah, well, I mean, people that are, you know, I wouldn't say
plugged in.
Is, yeah, I was going to say.
Out of tune and out of touch
yeah,
as me.
Yeah, you're out of tune and out of touch. But when somebody sounds horrible, they just sound horrible.
I didn't sound great, but Courtney and I were on the of the idea that we were riding the emotional vibe. Like, it was more of a vibe. Like, it was a significant moment. Paul McCartney
on stage.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I understand the emotional element of it, but if the emotion and you're like, ooh, they said, ooh, that don't sound good. I mean, you're keeping it a buck. You're not saying that trying to rain on his emotional parade, but man. Don't sing.
774, my pal Big Nate checking in. Are you going to have some Widowmaker? What will be in your craft brew rotation this weekend? Yes, I will. Widowmaker from Braintree. A little vitamin C maybe in the mix. And, of course, some Devil's Purse down on the Cape.
Ooh, what's Devil's Purse?
Devil's Purse is a brewery in Dennis, Massachusetts, famous for making maybe the best
Kolsch. Make a
Kolsch
banger Kolsch, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Right, see?
A Kolsch, potentially the most refreshing beer in all of New England.
See, New Idlehands Kolsch is... crisp as can be.
A Kolsch might be like the take. Like, I'm drifting from the IPAs and I'm getting more into the lagers and the lawnmower beers.
It's a little lighter on our hefty bodies.
It is. It's perfect for golf. I can watch the kids. I can cook when I do all these
things. I'm a stout girl.
Are you really?
Yeah.
No kidding. Wow. That's very impressive.
Yeah.
Next time I'm in here, I'm going to bring you a stout that'll knock a yes off.
Oh, that gets me very
excited.
See,
like, what is that? Like, you're unplugged with pop culture. I'm unplugged when it comes to... IPAs.
A stout is a very dark, rich beer.
Okay.
They're usually barrel aged. Oftentimes there are adjuncts or flavors that are put in.
Like
so
a nice coffee stout.
You could have a very strong, thick, dessert like oatmeal stout potentially.
That peanut butter stouts.
Could it be
are the
peanut
beers
butter.
Cold?
Yes.
What's that?
Are they like
this
IPAs?
One, you don't want them served too cold.
Oh,
IPAs
I like them
are
very
best.
Cold.
IPAs, you want them cold for the refreshing, but the hop oils are not usually activated when they're served too cold. So you don't want them room temp.
Nerd.
You want them somewhere in between.
Right.
It's almost like I host a show about it. Follow me at Pint Club Show.
Right.
Devil's Purse is great. Thank you so much. What's up, guys? And here we go. The last one. Foo Fighters, far from overrated. Thank you very much. Probably one of the greatest rock bands alive today. Courtney, we've got some news. Let's continue, shall we?
This is a crazy story. We were going to get to it yesterday. We didn't. We weren't able to, but there was a brawl that erupted on the last night of an eight-day carnival cruise. There is video all over the internet. If you just type in brawl carnival cruise, it'll pop up. It apparently started because of jealousy that stemmed from a threesome that happened on board.
Did said threesome involve a cyclist and a yogi?
It did not seem to. But
did it involve one Greg Hill?
I've been invited to be in multiple threesomes.
It could have. We don't know where Greg's been, really, for the last couple of days. Greg could have been the center of this whole thing. Started with two people.
Gotta know the threesome etiquette.
Yep. Got into it on the nightclub.
That'll
dance
be for
floor.
The After Hours podcast, Wigs After Dark, premiering soon at Odyssey, WEEI, and wherever you can get your podcast.
So starts with two people on the nightclub dance floor. People start jumping
talking
in.
Girls, guys, what kind of threesome in the mouth? Is it MFM or is it?
I think it's MFM.
Okay.
Type deal.
Oh, it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Twofer.
But then.
So it's 60 two guys.
Well, I'm unsure because 60 people end up joining
in. It's just such an awkward thing. I'm sorry. It's just like an MFM is just like.
Or is it the FMF?
How could it? I mean.
We're she's telling us.
I know
stories.
Because
is it
people
might be. Is it MFC or is it MFM?
What's MFC?
I don't know what that one
Courtney.
Is.
Courtney.
What? Well, I'm saying, was it two girls and a guy or two guys and a girl? That's what we're trying to get to, right?
Yeah. Was there a pizza parlor involved?
Yeah. It's MFM and FMF.
FMF.
Yeah.
Four years a guy.
Was it FML?
Female.
I thought
male,
we were.
Female, okay. Male.
No.
Gotcha.
Female, male, female. FMF would be.
Okay.
Could be it could be WTF.
Yeah.
Could be FML.
Yeah, we're on the same page now.
When you said, was it FMC, FM Courtney, then I thought, like, are we admitting to something?
No.
I know things get crazy at BC.
I'm not a threesome girl. I'm not too jealous.
And I'm no hollaback girl. So go ahead, please.
But the fight lasted over an hour.
Jeez.
An hour?
Yeah, 60 people jumped in. It ended.
How did it last an hour?
It was the main. It was the headline of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Was it like, did they literally have to throw people off the side of the boat?
No, it got so bad the Coast Guard had to bring the boat back to dock, NYPD opening an investigation on it.
How's the fight last longer than the threesome?
How's the fight last longer than a... Wait, what happened? This is amazing. I need to see like the entire uncut, unfiltered tape. I would watch the whole thing.
Right. Yeah, there's video of it. You should go watch. It's nutty.
Yeah, I was trying to get details. Like, was it the girls initially started?
Here comes someone from the wave pool with the elbow.
Wow. Was it the guy started a fight? Wow, that's
it's the issue.
That's
with
a
threesomes.
Long. That's a long fight.
Man. Yep. World star.
That's a long fight.
And since we've been talking about traffic
and a cruise ship, you got nowhere to go.
No,
go to your room. It's too small.
Right.
Shut up.
Yeah. Since we've been talking about, like, you know, traffic, holiday weekends, whatever, this is also an insane story. In New York, there's a urologist.
There are several.
Yeah, but this one, pretty famous.
A lot of people living in New York.
Yeah. They're saying that bladder Botox is on the rise. Now, Botox, for those listening who may not know what it is, it helps prevent wrinkles. Mm. So it makes your muscles, you know, it kills your muscles, basically.
Yes, I know. People get things like Botox, Scrotox.
Yep, Scrotox.
You've never heard of that?
Uh-uh. No.
Oh.
Tighten up your balls.
Yeah, we should. Oh, gee.
Oh.
Is that what that does?
Really?
Is that what that does?
Shime's like, I don't know if I got to that one in time.
I don't know if we want to discuss that.
Is that what we move on?
I just said it once.
Wow.
I apologize to everyone who's in the minivan, like, can't wait to go to Maine. What's going on in the Greg Hill show?
Yeah.
And then they,
it's like,
wow. That's a real. No. I just want everyone to know. I didn't make it up just for the sake of
that's
it.
That's why I said that.
Yeah, it's for real.
And it's what I said.
I don't know if there's Vtox.
But it tightens it up. It's like wrinkles on the forehead.
Okay,
picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic?
and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.